Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, we're going to take a look at a very timely subject at the moment, which is earthquakes. Now, earthquakes in Switzerland. Actually, Dario, although, of course, we've had the earthquake in Turkey and Syria, it was only last week, in fact, the Swiss Seismological Survey released the numbers of how many times the earth shook in Switzerland last year. 900 times last year, which may surprise many people. The strongest one was 4.7. That's what it registered. The epicentre was in Alsace, in France, but it was felt right across the country, and you can tell it was felt right across the country because 11,000 people called the authorities to say they felt that. I didn't that time, but that was in September. So, of course, let's now, Dario, take a look at the situation about earthquakes in Switzerland in this week's Swiss Up. Now, we did talk about this a couple of years ago, but let's have a little refresh. So, Dario, of course, the first question that people will ask is, how serious a threat are earthquakes in Switzerland?
Well, earthquakes do represent a serious hazard for Switzerland. As you said, around 1,000 of them are recorded in the country every year. However, most of them are moderate in intensity, and the vast majority of them can't actually be felt by people. But still, it's a serious hazard.
So the earth is rumbling beneath our feet at times. Mm-hmm. But if we compare, of course, Switzerland to the horrendous situation in Turkey and Syria. I mean, what is the likelihood of something like that happening here?
Well, overall, in Switzerland, the earthquake hazard is moderate compared to countries such as Turkey or also New Zealand or Japan. Those are sort of the worldwide earthquake hotspots, you could say. Strong earthquakes with a magnitude of 6 or above, such as the one that struck in Turkey, which was, I think, 7.5, if I'm not mistaken, the one that struck early yesterday morning, because just now I heard at the radio that there was another one this night with the strength of about 5 or so. Anyway, so strong earthquakes above 6 on the Richter scale occur on average once every 50 to 150 years in Switzerland. But because the country is so densely populated, at least in the areas where it's not the Alps, right, a serious earthquake would have a very big potential for destruction.
So what are the zones? What areas of the country are most at risk for an earthquake?
Most at risk are the canton of Valais. The second most risky area is Basel, followed by Graubünden, the Rhine Valley in St. Gallen, and central Switzerland. So if you're listening from Geneva, you're probably in one of the safer zones in Switzerland regarding earthquakes.
Okay, but what is the reason then for those particular areas? What is the reason that makes them so risky?
Well, overall, Switzerland's geographic location on the edge of the Eurasian tectonic plate is to blame for the hazards in Switzerland, the earthquake hazard. The country actually sits on the area where the African plate pushes against the Eurasian plate and towers up the Alps, right? Basel sits on another fault line, the so-called Rhine Rift Valley. It's basically a fracture in the Eurasian plate that runs from Switzerland up to the North Sea. This explains why the area around the city is the second most hazardous zone, despite being relatively far away from the Alps.
Okay, so earlier on, a few moments ago, Dario, you said that Switzerland has an average earthquake every 50 to 150 years on that set level. So, of course, yeah, the question then is, when was the last time Switzerland had a major earthquake?
Well, that was back in 1357 when a major earthquake hit Basel with a magnitude of 6.6. It is to this day the biggest historically documented earthquake in Swiss history. The last earthquake with a magnitude of almost 6 on the Richter scale was in Sierre in the canton of Valais. That was 77 years ago in January 1946. Many buildings collapsed at the time, and 4 people died.
Okay, so that one, as you say, was 77 years ago. Again, going back to your average of one every 50 years or so. So are we overdue one?
Well, it's always hard to predict such events, right? Because 50 to 150 years, that's already a big difference, and then you can't ever be really sure. What we know is that the canton of Valais is preparing.
They're ready for it. Say, yes.
Sorry.
They're getting
ready for slowly it. Ready for it, maybe not fast enough. A lot of buildings in the canton were constructed before there were any earthquake standards in place. So there's a problem right there. But in recent years, the canton made efforts to protect strategic buildings, to refine catastrophe intervention concepts and to raise awareness in the population. But even so, it would be wrong to say that Switzerland or the Canton of Valais in particular are very well prepared. And the Confederation and the cantons recognize that the current insurance coverage in Switzerland is nowhere near sufficient to cover the damage that could be caused by a major earthquake.
Yes, I did remember reading something about this where people were concerned about their household insurance mm-hmm. may be found lacking in such a case. But this could change, though.
Yes. So in December of last year of 2022, the government has instructed the Federal Department of Finance to prepare a draft for a constitutional amendment by December 2023 of this year. The bill stipulates that in the event of a severe earthquake, all homeowners across the country would have to contribute to finance the reconstruction.
Okay, but that would be a bit like insurance. So you might have to, you pay some money in, but you won't be left with necessarily the entire bill of rebuilding your house.
Exactly. And yes. The interesting thing about is that the proposal stipulates that in the case of the earthquake, all house owners across the country, no matter if their house was affected or not, would be asked to pay 0.7% of the value of their building.
Right.
This would mean that after an earthquake, 20 billion Swiss francs would quickly be collected for the reconstruction purposes. And in a way, it is an insurance premium paid by all house owners, but only once the earthquake has already occurred.
Right.
This is applied in that way because it's very difficult to make everyone pay an insurance premium or to get a majority for everyone to pay an insurance premium for something that could cause enormous damage, but you don't know if it will arrive or not.
Right.
That is not really very likely to hit your house.
No.
So this is basically a trick to circumvent this problem by saying, okay, we're going to have an insurance premium that is paid after the event, but by everyone.
Okay, I can also imagine that if you're thinking, you know, 0.7%, that was the figure, wasn't it? 0.7% of the
yes.
value of your property. If you're thinking, that's still actually, if you know, could be quite a large amount of money. I'm sure actually, if and when that comes to pass and that constitutional change comes in, you'll be able to insure yourself against that.
So yes, probably.
You probably will be able to buy insurance for that. So that's how that would work. So you say Switzerland has been looking at that situation. That was way before the tragic events in Turkey. That was, as you say, yeah. I know that's been mentioned actually for a number of years.
Yeah, but it's now moving forward.
Moving forward and should be in place by the end of this year. Right, Dario. Anyway, thank you for that. That was Dario there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always do so, of course, on our website, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.